Hey, do batters, welcome to the bad stuff. We've just finished recording, and today we discuss about very dodgy phrases to do with traveling around Asia. We also discuss who was better, Camille or no, we talk about the bounce back from the group on Jasmine versus Camille, but also about the FT article where someone's clearly trying to wind up all ultra runners and whether we think people are wearing more ultra running kit into the office now that it's been in the news. So, and why you need to worry about a minute of time I've spent in a woman's yard, all to come on the bad stuff. Take it away, guys.
They're bad, they're boys, and occasionally they talk about running. Yes, it's the Bad Boy Running Podcast with your hosts, Jody Rainsford and David Heller.
Admit I was a clone to be messing around, but that doesn't mean that you have to leave town.
Bye 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 bye. Hey Jody Rainsford, hey Dee Bettis, how are we doing?
Hey, look at you. Look at you all back, all in the dark and looking very I don't know. How's your is it reflective of your mood now that you're home?
I'd say we flew back on Monday. It's Friday. I haven't done a single run since. It's I think it's good being back.
What the hell is wrong with it? What the hell is wrong with you? Who thinks in those terms? Who thinks I haven't done a run since?
Oh, I do. Every single day I feel a guilt. I feel a need. I have an awareness every single day if I've not run. Every day of my life. Do you not have that?
God, no, of course not. Like, no, who the fuck has that? That's awful. What a horrible thing to sit atop your mind every single day. Guilt for not running.
Well, no, it's not necessarily guilt because I think I'm fairly forgiving to myself and I have an appreciation that life has changed. So it's not that every day that I go to bed and think, God, why didn't I run today? But I've got an approximate tally in my head of, probably should do three runs this week or so. That's in my head. I'd like to do a long run if I can at the weekend. Let's try and get some kind of speed work in. So I'm just aware that having had a fortnight where I've been taking on Strava segments in lots of different cities, which is quite fun, until you realize that your throat no longer works because of the level of pollution in those cities just from a short run is absolutely killer. So yeah, to come back and be like, great, this is my opportunity to now get a routine, actually not have to worry about dogs, not worry about pollution, not worry about humidity, not worry about there being no parks. It made me realize London is unbelievable for running. Unbelievable.
I was going to say, are you going to miss the challenge of the dogs? Are you going to have to like run through Battersea Dog Home or something and try and release them so that you can kind of recreate the feeling of them snapping at your heels and your...
I'm just going to go out covered in slabs of meat. That's my strategy. And given how many families have dogs around Peckham, there's probably some scary dogs in Peckham, I'd imagine. That should do the trick. But it's, in my head, I thought I'd get back and then I'll... Because I'm going to be out to Asia filming again for Golden Trail, where it would be useful to be fast. That's in 10 days. So that dream's already dissipated away. And even Breezy was saying, are you gonna sign up for any races this year? And I just think, what's the point? I'm never gonna be able to train well, because in my head I thought, we'll get in a settled routine, maybe try and think of a marathon, an ultra. I'm like, there's no way I'm gonna be in any kind of shape while I enjoyed those experiences. So we'll see.
So that was your thing. What's the point? What's the point of entering anything? What's the?
I think I'll do races with friends. So we've signed up as a family to do some race around the vineyard where you do laps. Oh, yeah. And I think
it's technically a vineyard. I wouldn't drink any other wine there, but
Oh mate, British wine's coming. It's not being
No, not
scorched.
that
It's getting lots
fucking
of
wine.
rain.
That no.
I mean, to be fair, I don't like wine anyway. But so we sign up for
You,
that,
well, you really,
and
you like British wine then if you don't like wine, so.
but I think I'll do some races with buddies, more for let's go and do a Questars or let's go and do something as an activity rather than as a race. I think until maybe things have changed, but until my life is very different and my time concerns change, I can't see myself racing for, I don't know, a number of years now. A number of, but I thought I've got a little story for you that I thought you'd enjoy. Just something that occurred to me the other day. When
Go on.
so since we spoke, went to Hong Kong and that was amazing. Met with Steve from the Hong Kong 100, the race organizer. Really interesting talking about how the race demographic has changed. I mean, that seems like a cool race to do as well. If that's not on people's radar, Hong Kong 100,
Or is it a
get it in your.
100% communists now?
It's, well,
100%
because
pro-Chinese now.
it is
No,
the good thing.
you're not allowed to talk about anything that isn't that China Daily News has said you're not allowed to talk about on the run.
Well, his sign-ups have gone up by 10% of all spies, all people that are wearing just exactly the
All
same outfit,
spies.
who are trying to fit in. They're turning up like Salomon Man dressed.
You know, I was
And
gonna say
so
they all come as the generic female runner. He's used in all that, yeah.
they've come as Smiley Eileen, and all the kit's brand new. But he was saying, because it's like, have you been to Hong Kong? It is nuts. I can't think of any other city in the world I've been to that is similar to it in any way. Just the scale of it, and
Why is it nuts? What makes it nuts? Is it the density of it or?
yeah, and I think you in your head, you kind of think, oh, there'd be some tower blocks, but you don't realize that when we do tower blocks, even if you go to Canary Wharf or the Square Mile, there's a few tower blocks that have these lovely spaces around them, and it feels actually still quite, you've got all these alleyways that you're cutting through, and whereas there, it's so many. It's just back to back to back to back to back to where you can, and the difference also is you don't really see old tower blocks in the UK anymore. You might have had tenement buildings that were pulled down, things like the Goldfinger Tower or some tenements in Glasgow, and you kind of associate those as the older buildings, but that's about it. Whereas Hong Kong, it's got some crappy buildings. It's got some amazing buildings as well, but you'll look and you'll just see 50 of exactly the same tower completely stacked on top of each other. And Steve was saying the amazing thing about it is every single person you know is within like 15 minutes of you. And so
Yeah.
in London now, I've got my South London friends. I have my friends who I see centrally, but there are some people who are like, no, we've got family. It's going to be pretty tough to stay in touch. Hong Kong is saying, and everyone eats
What,
out as well.
within London, they can't stay in touch because they're from North London or something.
Well, it's just so hard
Fucking
to
hell.
coordinate. It's so hard to coordinate family life, right? Whereas because of the rooms are so small there that people eat out the whole time. So actually, every night everyone's just out, and it's so crazily busy. Like the energy of it is amazing. But he was saying that since the laws have changed, a huge number of expats have left, and kind of COVID forced it. So actually, the makeup of his race has changed quite a lot, because ultra running's taking off in a big way in China, and trail running is in general. But so that's got numbers coming in, and he still gets international people coming, but actually the number of expats racing it is slightly different. So that's really, they're still trying to figure out actually who the new customer is, and what the race will look like in 10 years. It's one of those races that sells out. It's so good that it's never going to have an issue, and it's in the majors, the ultra major, Optima Majors and them. And so it's always, and Hong Kong's so cool that it's going to be a destination race because it's such a great place to visit. But it's weird where imagine the beer-a-thon and suddenly half of your demographic changes and this whole new other half come in.
Well, surely that does happen every time that you don't take a contingent, that is pretty much half the beer-a-thon. And so,
oh yeah, I was thinking beer lovers.
Beer lovers. They're pretty much half the people who don't. All of a sudden, they've got half the people who've never done it before, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, but do put it in your race list of bucket list Hong Kong 100s. Seems incredible, but when you go abroad,
so wait a minute, 100 miles. Where does it go? For 100 miles, and
well, that's the thing.
Over the back of the hills, or
yeah, yeah, it's a lot. It's quite a lot of climbing and
quite a lot of climbing.
Yeah, and there's a lot, but the views are insane as well, because you can, even in a mile in Hong Kong, it feels like a different world because it changes so much. Like the contrast in areas because of that density is massive. So like 100 miles is a massive amount, and you'll suddenly get out to these areas where there's no buildings and there's just beautiful islands. And I mean, have a Google it. It looks absolutely fantastic. But I think the overall experience of built city to trail is unmatched anywhere in the world. And then being back in Hong Kong as well at the end of it. With all the food they've got. But when you go abroad, I now struggle to remember words. My memory is not great. It's not what it was. And so I always have to kind of think of ways of linking words to existing words I know. Is that something you do?
Right. Well, I don't know what you mean, but go on. I want an example.
So, for example, I can't remember which language it is, but I know Ofasto is thank you in a language, and I always think of that as Rolf Harris toe, so that would be one. But in Vietnam, the phrase for thank you is come on, and so in my head, the only way I could think of it is through Gary Glitter. Come on.
Which is very appropriate considering the country.
Yeah, and that was the thing. I was just like, oh God, this is now hooked in my brain.
He must be a national hero there.
And so, that made me giggle every time I say thank you. Like, what's thank you again? Oh, it's come on. Oh God, it's Gary Glitter. So I've just been thinking about Gary Glitter a lot these past few weeks.
When you've been in Southeast Asia. Interesting.
yes, indeed. But what have we been missing?
Hasn't been thinking about you. You must know that. He hasn't been thinking about you.
Yeah, this is, I've maybe pictures of me on the internet from years ago.
Oh,
potentially.
A long time ago, yeah.
Yes. But I'm
so
you have
Rolf
about...
Harris and Gary Glitter. Those are the things that you're thinking about, are they? It's interesting. It's interesting those names came up together.
And Sweaty Cup is hello in Thailand, and swastika.
So mainly pedos and Nazis. That's the That sounds like one of your Christmas parties, actually.
It does. Yeah. True indeed. But what? Looking at the running world, what's been going on? We've had everyone's still talking about Jasmine.
Everyone talks about Jasmine.
Yeah. Have you seen the petition going around now?
No, I've not seen the petition. The thing is, I thought there might have been a little bit of a backlash because, from, well, I don't know, maybe from the Do Badders about maybe some of the things that we talked about in the previous episode, about, you know, comparing effort, that kind of thing. But that was superseded by the FT article, which clearly did its job perfectly of antagonizing people and getting a shitload of people to look at the FT. Is this related to it? So I give some context if you haven't read it. So there was an FT article from Joe Ellison, which was called "The Tediousness of the Long Distance Runner: Why Are We So Enthralled by Endurance Athletes?" And and so it was using the thing about
I think it's a great article. Jasmine.
It's using Jasmine's article to basically saying that how fucking tedious long distance runners and people around it is. And actually, she's spot on. In so the problem is she took aim at the wrong person, because she, you know, when you think about Jasmine, when you think about you're talking about how, you know, people are so kind of enamored with themselves and everything. It's a real misunderstanding of who those people are, because you couldn't think of someone who was less like how they wanted to characterize it.
They were suggesting that people do all these things basically for self-glory. There's always some element of wanting to be seen by the world as this incredible person. Like, this is really not the race or the person.
Yeah, I know. You could have picked pretty much so many other races to make this point, but the target was wrong. You make a good point, but you chose the wrong target.
Yeah, completely. And actually, if it hadn't been reported about, I don't know if Jasmine would have mentioned it.
It's so interesting. I was thinking when you, like, we speak to John Kelly all the time, and I was just thinking, I can't think of someone who is less like the way that you just got, you know, just no, like, literally no hubris, just so kind of down to earth, and it just in no way kind of grandstanding or anything else like that. Like, the point was good, and it was funny as well, and it was spot on in so many ways, but just wrong target. Like you said, wrong target, wrong race.
Yeah, completely. But there's been a petition going around that Jasmine Paris should be shortlisted for Sports Personality of the Year. And someone's created this. In fact, let's have a look who has created the petition.
Has this got more people have signed it than the people who signed it, who wanted to bring back the times again for park run. I want to know what the biggest, most pointless.
Do you know what that number got to? Week. Do you know what the number was for the park run one?
What did it get to?
I don't know. I've no idea.
Oh, I know. I thought you were going to say. I'm sure it didn't pass much past 12,000 or whatever it was.
So Jasmine's on 8,500 signatures, although 170 people have signed today. It says, I doubt that they've signed today, like this morning. But so it's strange, isn't it? Where I don't think Jasmine should be nominated for Sports Personality of the Year, because I don't think that award is at all linked to her achievement. And I think it would be great if she was. And it would be amazing for, like, telling the story and hopefully inspiring people. But it's for popular people, right? And it's ultra running's not popular.
Well, we know now it's a popularity contest, isn't it? That's the whole, you know, it is kind of about achievement, but it's not really about achievement. It is more about, what's it called, a popularity contest, stuff like that. And I do think there's, going back to that Joe Ellison thing, there's a large proportion of people who want Jasmine to win, because that will then put ultra running up there, so that they can then say, "Well, I'm an ultra runner, like Jasmine." they want more people to be more aware of ultra running and the incredible feats that ultra runners do, so that when they're at work, they can go, "Well, of course, I'm an ultra runner like Jasmine. I do think that there's a large. I just had a look at the reinstate statistics on Parkrun for all participants is now at 24,504 signatures.
That's quite a lot.
It's
not as a percentage of Parkrun runners, but probably of people that have. But do you think whenever there's a hit of awareness about ultra running, a Camille or a Jasmine that it's in the BBCs and the Times, do you think there's an increase wearing of race tops into work?
Oh, I bet there is. I bet all of a sudden, you know, you're pulling out the whatever 100 miler or something that you've done. And that's getting more and more than you thought. The ones that you said, oh, do you know what? I'm going to throw these ones away, you know, because I've got so many tops and everything. And, yeah, where am I ever going to wear the last Centurion race top I wore? And you just, you know, you're keeping it tucked in there, just in case everyone just needs a reminder every now and then of how incredible I am. I'm just going to keep it. Because you see peaks and troughs. There was a definite, when OCR was big and everything, there was, you know, when you went to the gym or anywhere, or even went to racing, things like that, there were a lot of people wearing the Tough Mudder and Spartan and stuff like that as well. There was a massive increase in those. And those are all much more kind of exciting than normal race tops and everything. And then as ultra running kind of increased and everything, and then you had that sort of, actually we had before OCR, there was a slew of races where they weren't necessarily ultras, but everything was had the word ultra or extreme or something else like in it. It'd be like a 5k run and it would be through some mud or something, and it would be called the ultra extreme XXX challenge or something like that, and you have something slightly related to the army in it, or and there was a kind of a whole bunch of races like that, and people wore t-shirts around those. And then of course with ultra running started to where you couldn't join a 100 miler, choose to do it at a weekend without having signed up. And then, of course, people just wearing, 100 mile
weekend heroes
shirts. Yeah, exactly. 100 mile t-shirts everywhere and, however, ultra t-shirts everywhere as well. So, I do think that it definitely kind of increases whenever something goes like that. Good thing about the thing is, I think that's definitely true about things like the MDS and stuff like that, because there's so many people who've done the MDS now. And every now and then it will still kind of break through into a celebrity or do the MDS or something. And I imagine a lot of people just go around reminding people, not that I'd do such a thing, but lots of people go around reminding people that they've done the run. I did that. Yeah, it's just it's human nature, isn't it? It's human nature to wanna.
I think dropping it in every now and then is always good, isn't it? Just especially if you've got young kids. Oh, your dad did that. But
I mean, I'd never constantly remind people that I did it.
Well, I mean, you'll recognise that there was a speech at the beginning of every edition as thanking you for popularising it. But we asked in the group about what people thought was a better achievement, Camille or Jasmine's, and why. And
did you ask in the group? I didn't see that.
Yeah. And a little bit disappointed by
the lack of argument around it.
Oh, people kind of choose a lane. There were some good arguments. So the people that stuck their neck out, Richard Reynolds, he'd say Camille's, because it's the first time she tried so many unknowns. And Jasmine had run Barclay marathons twice before. So I think that's quite a good point, actually. You know, Camille really had not gone over, I don't think she'd even completed 48 hours, had she, properly. Then good point from Alan Robertson, both types of great tea, but Jasmine's better in the morning, whilst Camille is very relaxing just before bedtime. Jesus, I wonder if that's true of the individuals as well.
Like, you appreciate that, isn't it?
But I thought that was well crafted. And but a lot of people, Marie Burton and it seems like actually most people, Ross Hay, and Adam Guest all saying that they don't think they can be compared, or they should be compared, or they absolutely can be. I don't know why we can't compare. You could compare so many things. And actually, in what is comparable, these two are fairly close, really. They're pretty similar, but it seems that the suggestion is almost that by comparing, you're disrespecting, and which I don't quite understand, because if anything, we're just saying these are two of the greatest of all time, and recognizing that, but which is better? And just because there's one of them's better, without a doubt, they're not a tie. They're definitely not a tie.
There is always someone that is better. That's the thing. Is that the kind of society we live in now, where, you know, there's a chance to win and people hold hands and cross a line together?
Yeah. I think that's nice when, that's happened in Golden Child before, and the chip timer always counts. So it's happened with Remy Bonnet.
That's real tactics. That's real skills, that, isn't it? Oh, let's cross the line together. Oh, yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
But what the clever sports person does is offer, hey, I'll give you a piggyback. It's genius, because that way you're guaranteed to be ahead, especially your foot. But you're looking like you didn't aim for that. You didn't realize that. You're not going for that. And that's the way to get the best of both worlds. Now, do you ever get stats popping up about websites you have, and you suddenly see something that doesn't really make a lot of sense to you? Because it turned out last week I was trendy.
Were you?
Which is always worrying.
On what?
So it turned out that my website, which is seldom visited, suddenly bumped up the charts because of a crossword clue, which was runner David has energy after minute in woman's yard.
She's
oddly specific.
A minute in woman's yard. Wow, they overestimate you, don't they? Whenever your name pops up, do you think, oh shit, is this some Catherine Ryan bullshit coming up again? That's got to be the first. Catherine Ryan's done something and I've been mentioned.
But when you put that into Google,
what was the clue again?
Runner David has energy after minute in woman's yard. So now when you put it in, it gives you the websites that have the crossword and things. But the first, when that was starting to trend, it just kept on popping up my website, because I guess energy, runner and David's are all things very relevant to my life. I don't think I mentioned women's yards that frequently on the page.
It wouldn't surprise me.
And so, suddenly got a shitload of traffic of people who were finding all about this guy, thinking, how the fuck is this going to help me with this crossword clue? This doesn't make no sense at all.
So what is the answer to that crossword clue?
That, what we do bad is have a think while you're running. Runner David has energy after minute in woman's yard.
So the answer isn't you then?
Let's have a look.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it could be you. I don't know what.
Hemory?
I beg your pardon.
Possible answer. Hemory, is that a word? That's what we'll come back to you what that solution is. But
There's got to be someone. There's got to be someone in our listenership. What I like before that is the clue before that is lacking right solicitor. Again, which is probably about right for you.
Because of the incident in the woman's yard.
And the ones after it is steer it awkwardly in Italian city. So again, are these all chapters in your biography?
They're all Oh, runner David. So David Hemery was an ex-runner who won gold in the 400 meters at the Olympics. So, is
Minute in
that
woman's
why?
yard, though, that sounds like a euphemism.
A minute in
The worst
woman's
type of
yard.
euphemism.
So, a woman's yard is a track, is it? Runner David has energy. Oh, I guess. So, God, that's
That's
weird.
cryptic.
Yeah. Because you'd need to know that fact, right? Yeah, you'd need to know that they won. And I thought the whole point of crosswords is you didn't have assumed knowledge going in. Anyway, we're off topic. We're off topic. But I need to crack on with some work fairly soon. So do we have any questions for the group today? I never posted about the North Face inclusion course.
It's
Let's
so
get the do
funny, and
betters.
the amount of times I've walked past the North Face store or looked at it, I'm just like, how the fuck did we not realise it was North Face of Half Dome? It's got a picture of the half fucking dome on the bloody.
Yeah.
I told Libby. Libby was furious. Libby was furious. It
About
wasn't North
what?
Face of the Eiger, I think she was told by her dad, she told me, and I've believed
Yeah.
that all that time as well. I feel like we've been
Yeah.
tricked. Some Americans have tricked us, or they've stolen what is rightfully ours as Europeans.
Well, is the north face of the, what's it called, the dome again?
Half Dome, isn't it?
The Puff Dome. Is that a very famous climb then in America, I assume?
In America, if it's not, if it's outside the U, if it's outside the US, they've not heard of it. So
But is that, would that be known when they say the North Face, with before the company, would that instinctively for people be what they assume it is? Or
If they are, well, it's America, isn't it? So within that state, probably outside of that state, they probably have never heard of Yosemite.
because the if we think of the North Face of the Eiger, people that don't even know what that is will know that phrase.
Yeah.
Whereas the North Face of the dome
Half
is that
Dome.
equivalent of the Half Dome? Is
I
that the
don't know. That's
equivalent?
that's there's the question. Is North Face of Half does North if you say North Face in America, do people instantly go, oh, North Face of Half Dome, that's what you're talking about?
And it just because I was trying to put it into Google. Which mountain is the north face of Mount
North, yeah,
Everest?
North.
I don't know. Well, north face comes up as Everest on Wikipedia. It's the main thing. Well,
When
do
I type
bad.
but North Face of it, the Eiger comes up first. Then Bellacott, Ben Nevis, Everest, the Eiger, Triffin,
The north face of
Tiger,
Ben Nevis. It's the
Matterhorn.
big one. It's the one they all want, isn't it?
The North Face of Ben Nevis.
That is going to be a shit clothing brand, isn't it? What are they going to sell?
The
Tea cakes. Something similar to that.
North Face of Ben Nevis. That's
Well, do
great.
better. Well, do better. We're going to ask you whether you take, what do you think of this in this racial inclusion course, and whether you take it to get the discount, or if anyone's willing to take it, we'll put it in the
Has
group and let
anyone
you know
done it?
next week.
Oh, God, it's good. The more I think about it, the more I love it. I hate it. I hate it. But I just the more as a mar as a piece of marketing, as a position, I absolutely love it. It's brilliant.
And we still need to think of our do better equivalent for you that so you can get a discount on listening to the podcast. And that's a bad boy guarantee. Well, do betters. If you've got any suggestions for guests to interview, let me know. I'm david@babbaran.com or message on Instagram.
If you want to join the conversation, head to Facebook, type in Bad Boy Running Podcast. Ask three questions and we'll let you in. If you want more, store.badboyrunning.com.
That's just it, guys. Please do subscribe wherever you're listening to it, and we'll see you next time.
See you later.
But a bye,
Bada
bye,
bye, bye,
bye,
bye, bye.
bye.
Bada bye,
But a
bye,
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 bye.
bye, bye.
Baby, come back.
But a bye, 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 bye. But a bye, 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 bye. I must admit I was a clone to be messing around. But that doesn't mean that you have to leave town.
Come back.
Yes, and give me one more try. Cause a love like this should I never ever die.
Come back.
Fuck you, buddy.